Melzum instinctively knew the pursuers were climbing the hill directly beneath him, but Mariel's voice confirmed this. The old hare jumped as high as he could into the air. Whoomp! The whole dune top shook. He jumped again, harder. Whoomp! The earth trembled as he landed, grass roots tearing as they parted company with the sand. Gritting his teeth, Meldrum the Magnificent leaped high in the air a third time, yelling out the battle cry of hares and badgers.
Lulilia!
Whoosh! Whoomph! The entire top curve of the high dune fell in with an almighty avalanche of weeds, grass and sand. It seemed to hover in midair a fraction, then down it came like a thunderbolt, with the old warrior perched atop, still yelling his war cry. The dirge callers, and at least a score of the rat horde, never knew what happened to them. Countless tons of sand wiped them out instantly. Nagru came dashing up, pushing and kicking his way through the awestruck masses. He made his way to the front and gaped in amazement at the scene. Marielle and Dandin had escaped the worst, but they were trapped, buried almost to the necks in sand. Meldrum had fared little better. Being immersed to his ample waist, he could only struggle helplessly and hurl insults at his enemy.
Good weed, eh? Wish we could have got the crummy lot of you under there with your stinking vermin and some of your other pals. Well, what are you gawping at?
The foxwolf glared at the bold veteran.
My dirge callers, you killed them.
Marielle spat sand from her mouth and yelled defiantly.
Aye, dig me out of here and I'll give you a run for your acorns too, you great two-headed, slop-mouthed, ringtail excuse for a toad.
Dandin joined in, hurling imprecations.
Now then, scabby skin, just imagine if we had been an army. Ha! You and those other grey slime wouldn't be around to tell the story. Dig us loose and you'll find out that we're not a couple of helpless squirrels.
Nagru controlled his rage.
Oh, we'll dig you out all right. But after a good spell of starvation in my dungeons, you'll find yourselves dangling by your footballs as target practice for my archers. Then you'll wish you'd had been a couple of squirrels. Wetchops, go and get those squirrels. Take 50 archers and finish those otters off. Then bring the queen and her brat to me. The rest of you, dig those three out and bind them tight.
The three companions were dug out and tightly pinioned with ropes, though they continued their verbal abuse of Nagru and his horde.
Hey, lily liver, tie my paws tighter, because if I get them around your filthy neck, I'll throttle you.
Zounds! Take six of you to truss me up, eh? So it should, you frog-swamping, mud-scoffing fly-wallopers!
They were lugged down the hill and bound to carrying poles. All three lay in the sand as Nagru circled them, aiming the odd kick at their prostrate forms as he spoke.
You wish you'd never crossed trails with the Urgan Nagru when I'm done with you. Two bold little mice, eh? Maybe we'll give you to the cooks after my archers have finished with your carcasses. And a big fat hare. I've never tasted hare. What do you say, hare? Will you be tasty enough to be served at a conqueror's banquet?
Meldrum sniffed in disgust.
If it's the last flipping thing I do, I'll stick in your rotten throat and choke you, blackguard!
Wetchops came dashing back, yelling.
They've gone! There's not a sight nor sound of otters or squirrels anywhere! They've vanished into thin air!
Marielle winked cheekily at the foxwolf.
Bit of good news, eh? How'd you feel about that lump brain?
Nagru kicked the mouse maid savagely.
Not half as bad as you're gonna feel, mouse maid.